Online by Neil Roots, who's the chief executive of Debt Review or Debt Rescue. And Neil, thank you so much for joining us this morning on Breakfast 91.3 FM.
Thank you very much.
So economists are saying that nothing's going to be changing come 2020.
Yeah, I must agree with them. You know, there's nothing indicating that the situation is going to get any better. You know, for the past couple of years, and especially last year, we've seen a lot of petrol price increases, electricity hikes, and all these kind of things, which filtered through to the prices of other goods and services also going up. And as we know, salaries do not go up in line with all those price increases. So people had a really difficult time in 2019, but there's nothing indicating that things are now going to change. So we can just assume that this pattern will continue the way it has, and which will obviously just make it more and more difficult for people this year. And once again, we've started off this year with the festive season of December, where people spent a lot of money, and on Black Friday, where people spend a lot of money, where money that they didn't really have. Because of the fact that everybody's spending, they just thought that they must also be spending. And this, unfortunately, puts people on the back foot when we start a new year.
Mm. Now, if we look, I mean, they were even saying that there were some reports saying that that South Africa might go into a full-blown recession. What does that mean, you know, for the economy and for the country as a whole?
Yeah, that would be very negative. So, you know, if they're referring to a technical recession, which means a consecutive quarters where we have negative growth, then surely that is very possible that could happen. Yeah, that's very negative for South Africans, because it means that we're going to have...
We've paid up to 70,000, you know, and then when they contacted the councillor said, oh no, you've got another 18 months. And when they did the math then, it came to about 110,000 rand that it amounted to. Is that then also not, you know, putting yourself more into debt?
Well, I cannot comment on that specific scenario that took place there with that debt counter, but it's definitely not supposed to work that way, and people must make sure that they use a reputable debt counselor, because if they do, they're going to have all the help in the world that they need. You know, and with regards to the amount paid back, there was a recent court case confirming the statutory in duplum rule. Now, just in short, what that means is that you're not, as a consumer, and the debt counselor will help you with this to enforce this for you. Once you fall behind on your payments and you now behind, paying back the money to the bank can never be double that amount that's owed at that stage, the capital amount. So let's say, for instance, you have a vehicle and that you bought for 100,000 rand, and you paid off for a couple of months until you owe 80,000, and then you start defaulting. And then let's say you go and apply for debt review. You would never pay back more than 160,000 rand on that vehicle, and that includes all legal costs, interest, bank costs. Everything is included in that amount, and so you're protected by that part of the law, making sure that you do not have to pay back more than that. And if you look at the normal rate that people use to pay back their money, it would be much more than that. So it will, in actual fact, the debt counter will help you to pay back less rather than more.
Okay. We're going to have to leave it there. Thank you very much, Neil Roots, the Chief Executive of Debt Rescue. Appreciated this morning on Breakfast 91.3 FM, 23 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. When we come back, lines will be open. We're going to see if we can squeeze in a tune or something for us leading up to the tweede nuwe jaar, wat op die 4de January gaat gecelebreerd word. It's not a laughing matter. It's glad nie funny nie. And then I'm going to share also some information with you. And then after that, the lines will be open. open and you and I can chat liquor. It doesn't have to be all serious this morning. Anything you want to talk about, we can do so. Then we can do that. But we will be speaking to the Greenpoint Market, the informal traders at Greenpoint Market that have expressed their anger after being informed that they are not allowed to trade this coming Sunday. All this and more on Breakfast right after this.
Looking to buy bubble wrap, corrugated boxes, refuse bags or heat sealers? RT Packaging stocks an extensive range of products. You name it, we have it. For your convenience, visit our online store at shop.rtpackaging.co.za or simply pop into our retail store, conveniently located at Unit 15C, Hillstar Avenue, Wetton. No transport, no worries. We provide a delivery service to your door. RT Packaging, your one-stop packaging shop. For more info, call us on 021 761 2204.
Now on promotion, one ply Twin Saver toilet paper, 48 rolls selling at 154 Rand per bale. In store only, T's and C's apply.
Buying a new car? It's a big deal. That's why at Barron's, the Volkswagen people, we want you to shop around. Go see the dealer that backs you into a corner. Go see the guys that'll throw in a free cruise to Jamaica.